We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
From Learfield, it's time for the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group, the K-State Superstore, and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with more than 45 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody. Hope you had a great holiday season. I'm Wyatt Thompson with Stan Weber. Time now for another Wildcat Podcast, as always presented by BriggsAuto.com, by the K-State Superstore, and by Kansas Land Tire. Lots of things to talk about on our first show of 2018, and Stan, obviously, we're going to start with football, and we're going to start with Bill Snyder today. We'll get to basketball in just a little bit, but Coach Snyder will return in 2018. Awfully good news after what we saw in the Cactus Bowl, the Wildcats coming back with a 28-0 second half to defeat UCLA. It's been a good holiday season, right? No doubt about it.
Absolutely. Winning bowl games are a big deal, Wyatt. I think it's awesome that K-State did that, and winning five of their last six games is a nice finish to a year that had its ups and downs. You know, this is only the third season since Bill Snyder has been the head coach in his 26 years that K-State had to start three different quarterbacks at some point in the same season. That makes it a challenge, and K-State was able to overcome that, and they did it in surprising fashion. When you think about Skylar Thompson coming off the bench and winning a game at Texas Tech, and then you think about Alex Delton coming off the bench and winning a game against UCLA, who would have drafted that and thought that this is the way it was going to get done for K-State? So an impressive win. K-State's defense really locked down and played good. And K-State for the, you know, ties a record, winning two straight bowl games. So a big deal. And then you get the announcement that Coach Bill Snyder is planning on coming back and coaching again next year. So I think it's thumbs up for K-State. Got a signing class partially done already. More than half the players for this year's signing class are already signed. The guys are getting back to work. The students don't have to go to school yet, but K-State football hopefully will continue on. The thing that Coach Snyder talked about and that we've got to address is K-State's gotten off to slow starts, and they've had great 6 out of 7 last year winning to end the year. This year, 5 out of 6, but Coach Snyder says we got to get going a little bit earlier. So that'll be the push this year, Wyatt, to be a better team early in the year. That's how you put together a great season.
I think Coach is so straightforward, I guess, in that he even mentioned a couple of times during this season that the guys maybe got a little bit ahead of themselves. He is a firm believer, as we all know, in a day at a time and a week at a time. But once they got to that point, they did start to get on a roll. And I think one of the highlights that stands out for me up and above and beyond what you talked about with the – you know, having to play three quarterbacks was just that, the fact that K-State continues year in and year out to hang with it and fight through some adversity. And I just appreciate that so much. I know you do too. It's part of what K-State football is all about. It's a staple of the program.
No doubt about it. Consistency, never give up between a game, during a season or anything else. And it's amazing. You know, I use the word, maybe it's not perfect if I look up in the Webster Dictionary, toughness, but that's the way I talk it into football terms to make sense, is there is a toughness about K-State football. And there's no greater example, Wyatt, when we look back on this 2017 season, there is no greater example than K-State having a disappointing game with a freshman quarterback getting his first start, losing to West Virginia at home. And now you've got to head out on the road and play an Oklahoma State team that has NFL players at the key positions, you know, quarterbacks, wide receivers. They have been lighting it up 50 points a game in many games. And K-State's limping in there to play the number 10 team in the country on the road at 5-5 and looking like they're not going to be bowl eligible. And yet K-State won and played a complete game. And I just remember throughout that week that the football team and coaches weren't diverted by all the things going on and all the talk and the lack of confidence. They just kept grinding away, and they had a toughness about them and said, why not win this game? Why not practice well today? We're going to be fine. And that is a staple of this program, and it's so hard. You know, you can say, oh, yeah, that's Bill Snyder. Wyatt, it's incredible to have that kind of conviction and be able to live it and execute on it, and then go out and beat Oklahoma State, come back home, win a ball game against an Iowa State team that played so great for three quarters. How did K-State do it in the fourth quarter? They find a way, same thing, don't ever give up, the toughness, the 16 goals, all those things that are Bill Snyder's staple. And then they're getting beat up by UCLA. Mm-hmm. And they turn around and win that game too. These are things you cannot take for granted, Wyatt. This is unbelievable. It's absolutely Bill Snyder at his best.
Well, we are so much looking forward to 2018 already. And I know for Coach and his staff, which, by the way, we're going to have a couple of additions to that staff in the offseason, that will be a little bit different. We had mentioned on our last podcast of 2017 that it would be the final game, the Cactus Bowl, for offensive coordinator Dana Dimmel. He now moves on to UTEP, and he will be the head coach of the Miners, already down there and to work. But K-State will have to replace him. They're going to have to hire a 10th assistant. So when school starts next week, they get into the winter conditioning, and spring football will be here before we know it. Stan, let's transition to basketball. I know people are talking everywhere about the Big 12 basketball race and how it has started. It really is quite amazing when you think about it. You know, Kansas, as an example, lost at home the other night. That rarely happens. But that was to a Texas Tech team that is off to a 2-0 and 13-1 start. Everybody talking about the Red Raiders these days, and that's the team that we will see on Saturday. Wow, they were impressive in Lawrence on Tuesday night.
Very impressive. As calm as any team I've seen in Lawrence progressing through a ball game. We've seen a few times, you know, let's be realistic, Bill Self has hardly lost basically 10 times in the whole time he's been the head coach at Kansas. So it doesn't happen very often in Lawrence. And most people can name the teams that went in there and won. So you think yeah. about those games and can analyze it. I don't know if I've seen a team more calm working through it. Remember back when Iowa State had those big-time teams and were able to get it done a couple of times when they were Big 12 champions. Really, this is the last time KU wasn't a Big 12 champion. They looked pretty comfortable. But since then, I don't think I've ever seen anybody who took off early, gained a big lead. And sure, Texas Tech came out hot and really had a giant lead. But they really never got uncomfortable working through it. And Kansas made multiple runs at them. And, you know, Allen Fieldhouse magic started showing up and momentum was going against them. But they never got a lead worse than 6 points. Even at Kansas's best, KU pulled within six, and Texas Tech did not panic. They just continued to play. And it's almost as if they didn't know they were in there, like they were a hologram or something. You know, they just played basketball mm-hmm. and didn't worry about, hey, KU and this is, you know, the 3-point shots that they can make, Bill Self and all those kind of things. They just played calmly all the way through it. And then they add to their resume. And, man, their resume is big because you look at differential margin of victory. It's not something we talk a lot about in basketball, but Texas Tech is bringing it into play. They've been beating people badly this year. So they go in and win by double digits. They have the, you know, it's the largest margin of defeat that Bill Self has had in a home game at KU. And Texas Tech deserves that. That's after blowing out a ranked Baylor team at home mm-hmm. and yeah. just saying this game's not going to be a close game. So you go back and look at what Texas Tech has done. They've been great on defense. They've been great on offense. I mean, they're doing everything right. And if they wore jerseys that had Kentucky or Kansas on them, people would be intimidated and worried about how good they are. The fact is, we got to get used to this is Texas Tech, and they had a very good basketball team, but they haven't been messing around. They've been separating and dominating teams all year long.
Well, you make such a good point. I look at their margin of victory from what they average per game offensively and what they give up. It is plus 22.3, which is really quite amazing. We'll get back to Tech in a moment, but let's talk about the top of the league. In addition to Tech, you have West Virginia, who we saw on New Year's Day off to a 2-0 start like the Red Raiders. And, oh, yeah, don't forget about Oklahoma. All of those teams have lost just one time. Oklahoma is 12-1. West Virginia and Tech are 13-1. Just a quick thought on the Mountaineers. Bob Huggins' team, it's a little bit scary, Stan, from the standpoint that they've won 13 in a row. And a week from now, they're going to get Issa Ahmad, maybe their second-best player, back for the first time this year. That's scary.
Yeah, that's the thing. Talking to the coaching staff at West Virginia, they can't believe that they only have one loss because Issa Ahmad was unavailable.
Yeah,
and they were surprised by how well their team played. And we saw them, Wyatt, add depth. You know about the starters. You know about the guys who can get it done. You know about Issa Ahmad, who's coming in now and should be a factor. He may be a little bit rusty, but you know he'll be a factor within a month or so. But how about the guys off the bench? You know, they're the ones who say, we're ready to play West Virginia basketball and make plays, make shots. And West Virginia did that. They went out and won that game. It wasn't as if K-State played awfully or gave them the game. You think about West Virginia games, sometimes that press Virginia, they call it, will cause you some havoc. And you'll make dumb turnovers and you'll fold underneath the pressure and give them easy baskets. Well, that's not what K-State did. They did not turn over the basketball that much. They played. Now, they had an off-day shooting with Kamau Stokes, not making a shot from the field, an 0-7 from three-point land. That hurts K-State. But West Virginia really made plays to win the game, and that's impressive. They are 2-0 on the road. They're a known factor. I mean, they know that they can fight for the top of the conference. It'll be very interesting to see how Texas Tech and Oklahoma handle this, because Texas Tech is new to the game about fighting for the top of the conference. And in Oklahoma, is basically a revamped basketball team. Buddy Hield's not out there. So we're not sure how Oklahoma is going to be. How consistent will they be with the grind of the Big 12? Will they have their ups and downs? Or are they really going to play at a Big 12 championship level game after game? They obviously have it in them. But I think West Virginia is a lot more predictable of those three teams to battle the Jayhawks. And obviously, KU's looking at something that they haven't had before. They start the conference 1-1. They already have a home loss. They lose their home opener in Big 12 play. And if you look back, including the Arizona State game, they've actually lost two games at home this year, which is so rare for Bill Self, and two of their last three at home. So is Kansas vulnerable? You've got to say it's a little different right now. You don't want to use the word vulnerable, but there's a chance that someone can actually win the conference other than Kansas. I would say West Virginia is the most predictable. They've got two road games already underneath their belt with wins. But again, we're going to see a lot of upsets. And who's going to take those upsets? Will West Virginia, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech take their share and allow Kansas to stay up there? I don't know, but we see some high-level basketball at the top of the conference. And what's amazing is there are no bad teams. There are no bad teams in the Big 12. Think about how hot Iowa State was. And now they're sitting at 0-2, losing two home games. Mm-hmm. They're not a bad basketball team, but the Big 12 has punched them right in the mouth to start off.
Well, one real quick question here about Trae Young of Oklahoma. It's really quite amazing what he's doing. On Wednesday night, as they won the Bedlam game against Oklahoma State, he had 27 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists in 33 minutes. Let me put him into perspective this way. Devontae Graham at Kansas is an outstanding player. He is averaging 17.9 points a game and has scored 251 points in 14 games. Now here's Trae Young, 13 games, 382 points. His season average is 29.4, and he is averaging 10.6 assists. I'm not too sure. I don't think I'm overstating this in saying I don't know that we've ever seen anything quite like this in the history of college basketball with a freshman coming in and doing this.
No, it's definitely worth discussing, and the path has been laid enough that we can all see something here and conclude quicker. Stephon Curry and what he was able to do at Davidson was strong, but it was underneath the radar.
Yeah.
No one knew that he was Stephon Curry. You knew his dad was a great player, but there's a little skinny guy able to score at Davidson. You know, what's that? And when KU barely beat them in the NCAA tournament, people weren't going, oh my gosh, I can't believe KU beat Stephon Curry. They were saying, wow, that Davidson team's pretty good. Well, now we know what we have. And Trae Young has a blueprint. I think he's so mature in the fact that he watches the NBA all the time. These kids are watching and they go, why can't I play like him? And he is really recreating it and taking it to another level. He's scoring like Stephon did in college, but his assists are double. And there's a freedom of flow. And Lon Kruger is such a great coach. And he doesn't get enough credit for the variability that he has. He can play it a lot of different ways. He can play like Jack Hartman did with ultimate discipline and shot selection must be signed in and authorized seven times before you take a shot. Or he can let a free-flowing game go and look like he has no barometer at all. Just like, hey, whatever you guys want to do out there. Lon Kruger knows how to bring the best out of people. And what you got is a kid here who just plays like he's Stephon Curry, and his head coach doesn't criticize him. Just says, you're bringing us so many good things. Let me give you a hint here or there. He's doing it from a complete confidence level. And so this kid's not playing like a freshman. There's no shot he takes that he's nervous about. He never has to look over at the coach and go, is that okay? I mean, Lon Kruger has given him confidence and say, why don't you just go play the game like Stephon Curry? Have the basketball in his hands all the time. A little quirk here last night that my son Landry pointed out to me when watching the Bedlam game.
Okay.
This kid is so comfortable. Wyatt, I want you to watch this. He is so comfortable that when he takes the ball out after a made basket by the opponent, he grabs the ball and starts walking. It doesn't dribble. He actually travels all the time. And the officials aren't calling it, which is, I don't understand that. But the guy is so comfortable in his skin, he grabs the ball, picks up his pivot foot, and starts walking up the court, then starts dribbling. It is amazing. But it just shows you. No, either did I. I mean, I wasn't watching that close. There's other games going on. I was watching more than one game at a time, et cetera, working on Texas Tech preparation. So, hey, I was distracted, and there was a big differential. You know, it wasn't close. And he goes, that guy travels every time. And I had a group of people where we look up, and he, sure enough. So I'm not going to, you know, bet my life on this being 100%. But Landry was talking about it, and the only time I looked up and watched it, he traveled. But it gave me a great insight. This guy's not worried about things going on around him. I mean, you don't just grab the ball and start traveling up the court and not have complete comfort. Like, this game's mine. You know, yeah. I'm going to go, I'm going to do my thing. And he is dictating to the opponents. His shot ability is unbelievable. So I'm not trying to criticize this kid. I'm giving him tons of credit. But I'm also giving Lon Kruger a lot of credit for saying, let's treat this guy like he's a junior or senior and give him that much confidence. And to do that's not easy. To give a freshman that much confidence is an amazing coaching job. So here we go. We've had Durant, we've had Beasley come through this league who are just outrageously good. This guy's doing it from a different way, but he's Stephon Curry too. It's fun to watch him, and it's going to be interesting to see if anybody can slow him down right now. But here we go. Just another addition to the Big 12 Conference. OU playing great basketball led by this freshman / senior.
Yeah, he's been unbelievably impressive. We remind you the official Wildcat podcast is presented by BriggsAuto.com, where they never match prices. They always beat them. BriggsAuto.com, longtime partner of K-State Athletics. By the K-State Superstore, customize your game day experience by shopping online at KStateSuperstore.com. K-State Superstore, official retailers of K-State Athletics. And Kansas Land Tire, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between. Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. I guess a couple of final thoughts here. I wanted to ask you about Dean Wade and his start to conference play. He had 34 points last Friday in Ames in the Wildcats' victory against the Cyclones, and then 17 on, I believe, just 8 shots against West Virginia. Stan, he seems to be more locked in. He seems to be more aggressive, seems to be more comfortable. What are your thoughts of Dean Wade at this point, 2 games into the conference race?
Well, like your words, Wyatt, and physical is another word to be added on. More willing to finish through contact close to the basket.
Yeah.
Those things are things that he's always had the capability of doing it, but I haven't seen the consistency throughout a 40-minute basketball game of him doing it time after time like we've seen in the last 2 games. And we may have seen his greatest game ever. You'd love to see him do it over and over again, but wow, that performance at Iowa State was pretty incredible. Hardly missed a shot, made 3-pointers, scored inside, dribbled, made moves, tons of post moves, and scored 34 points. So it's hard to say, oh, yeah, we'll see that again from Dean Wade. But he backed it up with a double-double. And I like the fact that he's rebounding more. Against West Virginia, it was a mauling out there. I mean, it was a football game or a West Virginia practice, I like to call it. There was physicality way past what the rules usually allow. And Dean Wade didn't stop going right at him. I mean, bouncing into him, trying to get the shot up, rebounding the basketball. And this, if it ends up being a trend or a complete step up for him, will really help K-State basketball a lot. It's not as if Dean Wade isn't a good player and isn't a key component to the good things that happened at K-State, making an NCAA tournament last year, et cetera. So I'm not trying to bash him. I'm just saying there's more there. And if he plays with this kind of list of words we put together in the rest of the Big 12, like he's done in the first two games, wow, K-State will be a better basketball team. So I'm hoping that's true. But it's still a team, Wyatt, we've seen, and you play high-level competition like West Virginia, that is really reliant upon a group of players playing well. You can't have very much inconsistency with at least the four main players. You can't see one, you know, like Kamau Stokes, 0-7 from behind the arc, et cetera. That might have been the differential between beating West Virginia. I remember a shot that he had in the left corner, less than 5 minutes left in the game. K-State's down by six. And I'm just thinking, watching the momentum of the game, he rips that shot. K-State is within three, and I think the crowd's ready to help him get over the hump and possibly pull an upset over West Virginia. You can't guarantee that, but that's what I felt at the time, and it was another miss. So K-State's not good enough to be against the top-level competition and have guys that are off. So it's not just Dean Wade playing well with strength. It's not just come out. It's no one guy. Of those four, they all have to play at least average, probably good to great games. And when they do, I don't limit who they can beat. I mean, we've been out there on the floor with Arizona State. Wyatt, you and I mean, on the floor. I mean, we were sitting on the wood. Sure. And we weren't in the game. But you and I are so close to the game. I'm telling you, I've seen Arizona State up close. I've seen West Virginia, and I've seen Xavier. Okay? These are high-level basketball teams this year. They all may be in a top 10, by the way. Okay? K-State can play with them every day of the week when everyone is not playing the, you know, an out of their mind game, just good, solid. When all four of their top players play good level ball and make their fair share of their open shots, then K-State can compete with anybody. So that's what's interesting about this thing. I'm not down on K-State at all. Their potential is very good. I don't think it's that intimidating to look at the best teams in the country and say K-State can play with them. But they can't afford, in my opinion, as we watch the season unfold, they can't afford for any of the four to lag. You know, it's kind of a coaching statement. You're only as good as your weakest link. Well, truly, our basketball analysis might be, you're only as good as the fourth best player plays that night. And if he plays decently, doesn't make mistakes, and hits his shots or makes his free throws, K-State's going to be hard to stop. But they can't have the inconsistencies. And that's a lot of pressure on the kids. That you can you have an off night tonight? And the answer, if I look at those four, is going to be no. Not if you want to win in the Big 12, because you're going to have to bring it almost every game. You can't have off games and win in this conference this year. That's how good it is.
Well, it's going to be an interesting stretch before we sit down and record another podcast. We'll tell you that K-State will play Saturday at Texas Tech. We'll have coverage on the network starting at 2 o'clock through the fine facilities of Learfield. That game also on Fox Sports Kansas City Television. And then next Wednesday, the Wildcats at home as they take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Our program this week brought to you by BriggsAuto.com, by the K-State Superstore, and by Kansas Land Tire. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks for listening, and go Cats.
This has been the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group, the K-State Superstore, and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.